This is Ron Brashear, the president of the Youth of Honor Foundation. I have the retired police chief, Mr. Eldrin Bell, right here in attendance in Atlanta. First of all, how you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing well. Now the chairman of the Clayton County Commission and working very closely with our youth in our county, and happy to be with you today and speaking to your youth.
Today's, we got so many of today's youth that are losing the respect for education and are dropping out of school and turning to the corners for a quick fix on life. What words of encouragement and inspiration can you share with today's youth?
Well, the one thing that I discovered, and I say all the time to youth, we, those of us who are older, found our purpose in the church. Our grandmothers, whether we grew up to be great Christians or not, sat us on the front seat of churches, and we learned how to behave there, and we learned how to go forward for the purpose from there. Everybody, the preacher, the teacher, the community members, everybody expected you to get a good education, because we knew then that was the only way out for us as African Americans. So that's my advice to children today, is to get a good education, because it's the only way out. Those people that you see coming here, whether they're Asians or Hispanic, they aren't going any place. And so in order for us not to be a footnote in the history books of the future, we must become not just educated to get jobs, but become the creators of jobs. And they all cannot be illegal. Our jails are filled. 66% of them are us. Big business is jails, and we're in it. And we cannot afford to allow ourselves to take that path, because you're relegated there to stay because of the extra legal sanctions. If they teach you how to cut hair, you can't get a license. If they teach you even how to be a doctor, you can't get a license once you get out here. So once you get in trouble with the law, you become in trouble forever and relegated to the illegitimate labor market. There are only two labor markets. That's the legitimate labor market and the illegitimate labor market. When you get in trouble, you relegate yourself to the illegitimate labor market. So I want our children to become creators of jobs, not just the doers of jobs. And the only way to become a creator of jobs, you must be educated. Don't be just a doctor. Be in the business of medicine. Don't just be a football player, be in the business of sports. Don't just be a singer, but be in the business of entertainment, looking at the broad spectrum rather than the narrow spectrum.
Man, thank you so much, Eldrin Bell. And you heard it right there from the man himself. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
All right.